Warren G. isn't the only one that wants to regulate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner will be on Capitol Hill this morning. He's going to roll out proposals for new regulations aimed at preventing the sort of risk-taking that led to everything we're dealing with in this fallout from the financial crisis. From Washington, Tamara Keith reports.
Risky, largely unregulated financial instruments like credit default swaps are getting most of the blame for crippling the financial system. Geithner is expected to propose tougher oversight of these exotic financial instruments, both those that exist now and those that will inevitably be created in the future. Large hedge funds, insurance companies, and money market mutual funds would also be subject to increased scrutiny. In short, Geithner told the Council on Foreign Relations yesterday, he wants to give the government the tools needed to limit risk-taking at firms that could set off cascading damage.
We're moving now to ensure that we're equipped both in the future and as soon as possible with a more modern framework of regulation to leave us less vulnerable to these kind of things in the future.
New regulations would require congressional approval, and industry groups are certain to try and shape the changes. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
The Dow picked up 89 points yesterday, or 1.1%, to close at 7,749. The Nasdaq and S&P were both up almost 1%. Major markets in Asia closed higher today, and gains so far in Europe this morning. The Families and Work Institute has surveyed Americans about how they juggled jobs and children for three decades. The group's releasing its most recent findings this morning. With more, here's Marketplace's Caitlin Carroll.
The survey finds fewer of today's parents are confined by traditional gender roles. Roughly a quarter of women in dual-income households make more than their spouses, an increase of 10% over the last decade. And they don't see children as an obstacle to their careers.
Typically what you've seen for as long as I've been looking at this research is that when women have children, things change. This is the first time we've seen that when women have children, things are not changing as much.
Ellen Galinsky is president of the Families and Work Institute. She says these days men are taking on more parenting duties, and an increasing number are feeling stretched between work and family. Take Matthew Fieldman. He's a charity fundraiser in Cleveland. He and his wife both work full-time and divvy up caring for their daughter, Eliana.
A lot of the evenings are rushed, rushing to pick Eliana up, rushing to get home, rushing to change, to eat, and to get out the door for my next meeting.
Fieldman says eventually he or his wife will have to cut back on hours at work as Eliana gets older. But it's still an open debate over which one it will be. I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
All right, I went a little old school with that Warren G reference earlier, but if you're looking to update your music library with Apple's iTunes, you may want to do it before April 7th. That's when the company will launch variable pricing, meaning some songs will go from 99 cents to $1.29. Others will actually drop to 69 cents.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
In the past 2 years, the Federal Housing Administration has captured a huge chunk of the mortgage market. Today, FHA insurance guarantees one in every three mortgages in the U.S. But as Marketplace's Steve Henn reports, the agency's rapid growth poses some risks.
Until recently, South Florida TV sets blared unbelievable condo deals.
Zero down payment, zero closing costs.
And Great Country Mortgage promised to make buying a condo easy.
No credit, bad credit, no problem, guaranteed.
And the Federal Housing Administration guaranteed many of these loans.
FHA's business has exploded.
Brian Chappelle is a former FHA employee and now a consultant. He says last year, the Federal Housing Administration approved tens of thousands of new mortgage brokers. These brokers pay a $1,000 fee and agree to abide by the FHA's lending practices. Then the FHA insures the loans they create. That lets the brokers sell their loans to major banks, and if a homebuyer defaults, the FHA pays off the tab. In 2008, FHA insurance made more than 1.6 million new mortgages possible.
It has gone from roughly a 3% market share in 2006 to now it's probably more than a third of all loans made in America.
FHA loans are propping up what's left of the real estate market. But Gary Laysfield, a former mortgage fraud investigator, says the FHA's explosive growth has attracted many of the worst subprime lenders in America.
Matter of fact, several of these companies are banned from certain states, yet they've been able to go out and get their FHA approval so that they can continue to broker loans.
Remember Great Country? Nearly two-thirds of their loans defaulted in less than 2 years. This will cost the FHA millions. Laysfield says the agency isn't scrutinizing new lenders properly, and already the FHA's insurance reserves have taken a multi-billion dollar hit. Its default rate is rising.
Oh, I expect it to be off the charts.
FHA officials say they aggressively police fraud, have shut down Great Country, and are beefing up oversight. Still, lots of analysts say within a year, the FHA might need a multi-billion dollar bailout of its own. I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The Obama administration referred to so-called toxic assets this week as legacy assets. LA Times columnist David Lazarus told us yesterday he would rather call them BLIMP. He said that stood for Boneheaded Loan Irresponsible Mortgage Package. We asked how you would rename toxic assets.
I'd call them the heartburn assets because the folks on Wall Street ate too much and now they're paying the price.
That's listener Dave Bird from Austin, Texas. Other suggestions that came in include pre-regulated assets and lazy lookup loans. You can always weigh in at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a nice Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.